Jane Garvey and Fee Glover on Times Radio.
Now, ataxia is a disease you've likely not heard of. It's a degenerative condition that affects the nervous system. Those with a diagnosis, and that's 10,000 adults and 500 children in the UK, can have symptoms including a lack of coordination, difficulty eating and tremors. And today is International Ataxia Awareness Day, an opportunity for all of us to learn a bit more. So let's talk to Nikki Layton-Thomas and her son Jasper, who's lived with ataxia since childhood, and also joining us is Dom Jolly, comedian and an ambassador for Ataxia UK. Nikki and Jasper, I'd like to start with you, if that's okay. Jasper, I think people don't really understand what ataxia is. It's an umbrella term, isn't it, for a group of conditions. So can you tell us a little bit more about it and your own diagnosis?
Well, it's a very neurological condition, and It affects the coordination and speech and balance. And so I was diagnosed when I was 12, and I'm bound to a wheelchair.
But at 12, you were actually top scorer in your football team, weren't you?
Yes.
And he was running. He was running 4 miles every Sunday at school, and. You know, obviously, time has taken its toll, and Jasper's now in a wheelchair. So it's been a very difficult transition for him over a very important teenage years. You know that he's had to deal with this.
Sure. So. And Nikki, is that the usual path of the condition, that you know you might not actually recognise any symptoms in your child, but then it does develop?
Well, we were very lucky because Jasper went to a lovely school, and it was actually the headmaster and at the school who said to us, we feel that Jasper should go and see a neurologist, because Jasper had he had difficulty handwriting, holding pencils. He would move his head a little bit when he walked. At the time, we felt he probably had some kind of dyspraxia and that he'd grow out of it, but actually. It just continued to get worse, and it took a long time for him to be diagnosed, because it's such a rare condition that the hospital, I think it was about 6 months before we actually got the diagnosis. And yeah, it was really devastating for the whole family. And it's also genetic. So our daughter, we've subsequently found out that she's also a carrier.
Okay. And I mean, part of the reason why we're talking to you today is to find out exactly that, you know, all of this about the condition. And I wonder what a kind of lack of knowledge around you has meant for Jasper and for your family. If people don't really know what it is that is happening, that must be very difficult.
I think it is difficult. And also, I mean, we lived a life of Riley before the diagnosis, where, you know, you don't have that. You don't have people staring at you in a wheelchair. I know that's very difficult for Jasper. It's constant people staring, also talking down at him. They don't mean to. I know they don't mean to. But always, if I'm with him, if I take him to the dentist or something, there's always that thing of almost like he's being treated as a child, not an adult. It's been eye-opening as far as understanding disabilities, because obviously all disabilities are different and people have different needs and wants. And for Jasper, I think I'm so proud of him, because it's not all doom and gloom. He's very good at communicating his needs and wants. He's going on a flight tomorrow for the first time, which is going to be amazing on his own. And I know that he's going to be absolutely fine with that, because he's going to be able to tell people, look, I need you to do this for me or that for me, which is going to be great. But I mean, there are so many different types of ataxia. Jasper's got Friedreich's ataxia, which is the most common. The different types of ataxia affect people in different ways. They can be early onset. They can be later onset. Some people get diagnosed, you know, much later on in life.
Sure. And Jasper, I know that you've been to the United States for treatment and have been able to receive a drug over there that's not licensed here in the UK. Does the drug make a huge difference to you?
So it does. And sadly, we've been going on to like like not
lower dose.
a lower dose. So we've started taking two doses instead of three a day, three pills.
It's actually galling to know that there's a treatment out there that we can't get our hands on because,
It's
and
very
you know, it's incredibly expensive. And it was available in the States in since 2023. We were incredibly lucky, and my mum helped us go and get it. We thought by 2025 that it would have been well, it has been licensed here now, only just, but it was licensed in the States in 2023, in the EU in 2024. It came to the UK in 2025, but unfortunately, NICE has not approved it yet. And so it is devastating news for us and for everybody else because with ataxia, because we really thought that it would be approved by now and that Jasper
Sure.
can able to continue to
Sure.
take it.
Let me bring in Dom Jolly. Dom, you're an ambassador for Ataxia UK. Tell us a bit more about why you're involved.
Well, I'm involved because Nikki and I are very good friends, and our kids, my wife met Nikki when both gave birth to our first kids, and their kids are best friends, and I know the kids very well. And so I've followed this, all their life, really. I've known Jasper since he was born, obviously know Nikki very well, and then, they got the diagnosis. And I thought what was so weird about it is how unknown it is, because it is, it's limited. I think it's only 10,000 people, roughly. I mean, Nikki knows a lot better than me, but 10,000 people in Britain suffer from it. Friedreich's ataxia itself is not the easiest name for a disease. You can't even spell it. They did briefly, ages ago, get Rankin to do an ad campaign and try and get people's awareness of it. But really, it's because it's such, it's not many people have it. It's about just trying to raise, some sort of awareness of what it is and the needs.
Sure.
The thing
And
that always,
yeah,
sorry
Nikki,
to
no,
interrupt.
go for it.
The thing that always surprises people is that actually 1 in 100 people carry the gene. So that's always a bit of a shocker because you could have a room with 500 people in it and there would be 5 people in that room carrying the gene. So that kind of brings it a bit closer to you. Obviously, you have to have 2 people together carrying the gene to pass it on to their children. And then if you're passing it on to your children, you've got a 1 in 4 chance of actually passing it on as a condition, or a 1 in 2 chance of it being you being a carrier, and a 1 in 4 chance of you not having anything at all. So that's where it slims down the chances of you getting it.
Right, and those are actually very high statistics, aren't they, in the first place? Dom, there's something interesting that happens in this country and around the world. If you've got a celebrity around you, you just do have a louder voice and a louder platform, and all hail to you for getting on that platform. So we've got a couple of minutes left. People who are listening, the Times Radio audience really likes you. Jane and I are quite upset about that, but we'll just take it on the shoulder for now. People listening, how could they get involved and what could they do?
Well, actually, Nikki's better than me on this. So, Nikki, what's the best thing? I mean, what we really want is
Thanks,
that
Dom.
treatment, OMAV, isn't it?
Yeah, we want omaveloxolone, also known as Skyclarys, or people call it OMAV for short. We really want Wes Streeting to get involved and get people with Friedreich's ataxia to get early access to the drug. That would be really, if you can write to your MPs and ask Wes Streeting to do that. Also, have a look on the Ataxia UK website, and see. I know there's lot. They've got lots of ideas for ways of supporting the charity and people with all the different types of ataxia. It
You could
would be quite.
even sponsor my son, who's running the Amsterdam Marathon, in support of ataxia as well. But you don't need to do that.
Yes.
But yeah, anything that we can do to help is necessary, obviously.
Okay, well, I think we should all sponsor your son. What's his time going to be for running the Amsterdam Marathon?
Well, quite unbelievably, he's claiming he's going to get in under 3 hours,
Oh, Harry Styles
sort
kind
of
of
Harry
time.
Styles level. But I'm not sure whether he's sampled some of the local product and is just, I don't know yet. But it's his first marathon, but he's very keen
Sure.
anyway,
And
yeah.
by that, you mean chocolate. Right.
Obviously, yeah.
It's lovely to talk to all of you. Jasper, very good luck with the flight tomorrow. I hope that that trip goes really smoothly. Nikki, thank you for doing such a fantastic job of explaining all of that to us. And Dom, it's very nice to talk to you. You're welcome in our hot seats anytime here on
Thank you
Times
so
Radio.
much. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All the best to you all. Bye.